Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. I hope you have been enjoying the holiday season, had a happy Merry Christmas yesterday, and today is the first day of Kwanzaa. So happy Kwanzaa for those of you who recognize and celebrate Kwanzaa. And I guess you'll say, well, my goodness, she's tardy this morning. What is going on? She's been punctual and on time recently. And I had been taking notes and doing some other things and preparing for the show. And time just got the best of me because I want to make sure I have my information all together. And I guess a lot of people, I was listening to Wall Street Journal this morning, and they started off the show talking about hangovers. You all are hungover from the, not from drinking, but just Christmas Day hangovers. A lot of people are still like, oh, you know. So I hope you're just still enjoying the holidays, and that you enjoy Christmas and have been enjoying celebrating Hanukkah, and now Kwanzaa has begun today and will end on January the 1st. And basically the shows this week will be talking about more of goal setting, New Year's resolutions. If you are a person who likes to reset and set goals and recommit and commit to New Year's resolutions, well, the new year, 2012, will be here in less than a week. So you should be considering and thinking about your New Year's resolutions and getting prepared and getting that mindset just right to achieve your goals. I stay focused on most of my 2011 goals. I usually just make adjustments and reset goals, and I do set new goals and so on. So I stay committed to my goals, most of them. Like I said last broadcast, my New Year's resolution was to attend church more frequently for 2011, which I did not. But you know, I do stay in touch with the church where my members at, and I stay in prayer and in contact with different churches, and I stay in prayer every minute, every second. But it is important also to attend a house of God or whatever faith that you are. And even if you're an atheist, I mean, atheists have their beliefs also. So it's just important, you know, to keep that spirituality going. And one thing about Kwanzaa is a cultural and a spiritual holiday. And we'll be talking, like I said, Monday show, Wednesday show, so on, basically about goal setting, staying focused on success and how we define success. Because I kind of vented a little bit on my Facebook page yesterday and talking about letting go. And letting go had been on my mind recently, by just letting go of things, you know. Because a lot of times we have to let go of things to let other blessings and things in. And then I had noticed one of my Facebook friends was talking about what her preacher had talked about at church about letting go of things also. So that was like a confirmation of some thoughts that I had been having also about just, you know, letting go. It's important to let go of certain situations. And what I vented about on my Facebook page, it was kind of like, it was very poetic. I did, because I did like a freestyle. Just letting go of ineffective things and methods of doing things and so on. If you're a Facebook friend of mine and you know what I'm talking about, I'll share it with you all next broadcast. But I'm just so glad that you are willing to spend a little time with me, if not for the entire 30, 40 minutes, at least for 2 or 3 minutes, 4 minutes, just to, you know, just spend some a little time with me. It's just really cool. I just thank you and appreciate you, really. So have you thought about your goals for 2011? We have like general goals. We have like year goals. We have like 5-year goals, like 10-year goals, like 25-year goals. But then also when the new year come around, we like to set goals. But some people say, oh, that's just a bunch of crap. I'm like, setting up resolutions. And then some people say, well, my resolution is always to break them. So, you know, this is just very, very, it's just important. And I think there's nothing wrong with, well, if you see you've kind of fallen off your New Year's resolution wagon, it's okay to tweak it and get back on it, you know, and do what you do. Like I said, we'll be talking about goal setting and so on. But I want to congrats the other winners of the NBA games yesterday and the NFL games that were played over the weekend also. My Mavericks, of course, did not win their game, but, you know, it was a good game. I listened to the game on ESPN radio, and was half asleep also. It has been raining nonstop here in the Deep South in the beautiful Magnolia State, the state of hospitality, Mississippi. It's been raining right here in the capital city of Jackson, like nonstop. Santo definitely had to put on his rain boots and his rain attire to make his deliveries and so on. But I just want to send out holiday wishes to everybody worldwide and my relatives and loved ones all across the country, all across the world. I have relatives in Texas and in Florida and in North Carolina and California and just different places and so on, and also those that are close to my heart. And, wow, I mean, the Merry Christmas wishes just went wild yesterday morning, like right after midnight. I was getting Merry Christmas wishes from so many blogtalkradio.com listeners and my online friends, and just on Facebook just forever. And it was just amazing. And it seemed like a lot of creativity sparked, like right at midnight also of Christmas Day. Because all type of videos were posted, messages and so on. Then it sparked me into just posting. I went on like a posting video spree. And then, you know, I had to say later, y'all. It was MIA for like the rest of the day. But it was a joyous, quiet Christmas day for me. But I hope you had made the best of it if you spent a quiet Christmas alone or just with your love or with your kids, or you had a big family whatever, then I just hope you had the best. And, you know, my biggest gift was to see Christmas. And I'm just going on and on. And this is not what I was thinking about talking, but it's just holiday season just gets me excited. That's one thing I like about winter is the holiday season. And then January we have King Holiday and we have other holidays also. You know, here in Mississippi we have Confederate Day. That's also. We have King Holiday, which is so exciting because we have one of the biggest King Holiday parades and week of events in the country. And also, I love February because it's the month of love and romance. And even though I'm not romantically involved with anybody, I mean, still, Valentine's Day is about just love generally, loving your loved ones, your family, your friends, or, you know, or those that you admire. You know, it's just, I love Valentine's. Of course, we know it's Black History Month. Black history is everyday history. And also that's good too, though. But that's Black History Month. But just love is in the air when you know spring is not too far behind and Valentine comes. But we're focused right now on NYE, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day, and just falling in Christmas. And my stuff has turned out great. I know I haven't posted the recipe yet, but I will post it today on my Facebook page as a note and on my blog, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. WordPress.com. And I want to make a shout out to my MySpace friends. I was on MySpace earlier this morning, around a couple hours ago. And so I just want to make a shout out to my MySpace friends. Like I said before, those that think people don't participate on MySpace again, network on MySpace, are definitely wrong. I mean, I don't like saying wrong, but hi to my MySpace friends. I have some friend requests and notes and messages and a lot of music. So I have a lot of music to listen to, from hip-hop to alternative to country, and so I will listen to the music. I need to do some housekeeping on my MySpace pages. And when I say pages, yeah, I have multiple MySpace pages. So I need to do some housekeeping, you know, updating and doing some cleaning up on my MySpace pages and so on. I still love to blog on my MySpace page, so probably will resume blogging on my MySpace page. I need to visit Kirk Douglas' page. When I used to visit my MySpace page on a just daily, I love reading Kirk Douglas' blogs and networking with him and talking with him. See, those, I love old Hollywood, and so hot families like the Douglas family and the Sheen family, and I love networking with Eva Gabor's husband, who he has a MySpace page too. But then when her health turned for the worse a couple of years ago, obviously they had to, you know, they slowed down networking on their MySpace page. But ever since I was a little girl, I've always been fascinated with classic, glamorous, old Hollywood, because I've always loved old films, and I've always loved the style and images of the actors and the actresses, and also producers and directors too, just their whole like aura. And yeah, but I'm just going into something else. But these shows during this like hiatus time are just like this fun, go with the flow, talk about things. And I really love, and I thank you all for loving how my shows are always focused on certain topics and just dealing with our lifestyles and entertainment and sports. But I thank you again. Right now, my view, I'm near 32,000 views on my profile page, and I thank you all again for your support and your feedback, and looking forward to talking with many of you all in 2012 as guest co-host and as guest, and when you're chatting and when you do call in to the number. And you can call in because the show will probably extend over the airing time, and that's when the show stops live streaming. So you can call in and listen at 714-409-0614, and that is the comment line also. But again, like I said, we'll be talking about goal setting and New Year's resolutions and success. And I tweeted and posted an email that I had received regarding 10 ways to combat depression. Also, since last Wednesday, we had talked about how people get the holiday blues. And to really be in that good mindset, to set your goals, it's good not to, you know, to get your mind right and not be too sad and not be depressed about things, or be, you know, I have a bleak view about life. And so I posted that this email about 10 ways to combat depression. And so, you know, check it out. If you might not be sad or depressed, but you might know someone that needs to that you need to share those 10 ways of being. I have my, I'm on my Blog Talk Radio page. I was looking to see if I could see my switchboard and see who's calling to listen. But yeah, check that out. And like I said, it's Kwanzaa, beginning of Kwanzaa today. But I want to read something that I had, that's the reason why I was kind of late, because I wanted to at least resolutions, to talk about what resolutions are. And I checked out Wikipedia, because we know what resolutions are. Hey, it's a goal that you set at the beginning of the year. But this is what Wikipedia says. It says a New Year resolution is a commitment that an individual makes to one or more lasting personal goals. Projects are the reforming of a habit. According to Gretchen Rubin, author of bestseller The Happiness Project, you hit a goal, you achieve a goal, you keep a resolution. A New Year's resolution is generally a goal someone sets out to accomplish in the coming year. Some examples include resolutions to donate to the poor more often, to become more assertive, or to become more environmentally responsible. A key element to a New Year's resolution that sets it apart from other resolutions is that it is made in anticipation of the new year, new beginnings. So it could just be anything, to be nicer to people or to pray more or to, you know, get a little bit more healthier. And speaking of health, wow, I was doing a little research and just running over notes before the show, I ran across a Jenny Craig advertisement. You know, Mariah lost so much baby weight from participating on the Jenny Craig diet plans and so on. So I said, okay, I got a few minutes. Let me check out the website, because you all know I love Julia Michaels and Ty Mock and a few other people, health advice and fitness advice. And so I said, well, let me check out this, because Mariah Carey definitely looks great. And I checked out the website, and then I posted a Jenny Craig video. I tweeted it out, so it's on all my other pages and so on. But so health goals and thinking healthy and visiting reputable health websites are important if fitness and health is in your goal. And regardless of your size, because I've been skinny, and so you can be skinny and need to be healthier. That's how I became gained weight and got overweight, because I was concerned about being not able to gain weight. So now I'm overweight, and I'm focused on not getting back super thin, but being firm and more in the weight of my height and my body frame and size and so on to be the weight that I should be for the height that I am, and look the way I supposed to look and so on. But I'm just sharing that with you because, you know, we have to be ourselves, right? 2012 is going to be a year where I will definitely reveal the nakedness of my being. You know, what does that mean, huh? The nakedness of my being. And you know when people say, I have nothing to hide? I have nothing to hide. And it's hard when you say that, I have nothing to hide, or the nakedness of my being. I'm definitely revealing my true self, you know. And that's what we all should do that, but a lot of us don't, and a lot of us know, there's some things that people just shouldn't see or shouldn't know. Because some people probably thought I was crazy posting a picture of how I looked when I was so sick last week. You know, but I know some people want to know, I wonder how she looked, she's feeling so bad. And so I definitely was looking like I was feeling. You know, but then I posted a picture where I was looked a little better, because I was feeling a little better, you know. So thank you all so much that placed me in your prayers. I talked to one of the members of the church that I attend last night, and so I want to shout out to Sister Laura. Miss Laura called me last night. She was feeling a little in the weather herself. She drives one of the transportation buses at the church also. So she was out in the bad weather picking up people and so on. Thank you to everybody that have included me in your prayers, and I'm praying for everybody also. And then also I want to update you all that Reggie Rudnick has been feeling under the weather also. So add him to your prayer list also. He's been hospitalized. So I have to get more of a 411 on that. So he'll give us a 411 on that also. Thank you so much. Again, I need to check the time, because we're supposed to be talking more about Kwanzaa, because today is the first day of Kwanzaa, and Kwanzaa ends on New Year's Day, which is considered the day of meditation. Now, I visited the official Kwanzaa website, and it's called officialkwanzaawebsite.org, where a lot of the information that I will share with you this morning came from. You also can visit kwanzaa.com. And I tweeted and posted articles also from IndyStar and from a California newspaper also about regarding Kwanzaa celebrations. And also at Indiana Black Expo, I recall you can visit their Facebook page and their website, IBE.com, and I recall saying that, you know, obviously they're doing a lot of Kwanzaa celebrations and so on. Usually my city has a lot of Kwanzaa celebrations happening also. And some of you might say, well, what is Kwanzaa? So I'm going to talk about what is Kwanzaa. I don't want to just, you know, push stuff down people's throat, but I have a multicultural bloodline. So it was a pleasure to me to talk about different things, my blackness and also my Caucasian bloodline and also my American Indian bloodline. And most of us have multicultural bloodlines, but some of us don't recognize our mixed heritage. And I'm grateful and thankful of my mixed heritage and Southern heritage and American heritage, very patriotic. Again, Kwanzaa was created in 1966 by Dr. Marlana Coringa, professor of African studies at California State University, Long Beach, and author and scholar activist who stresses the indispensable need to preserve, continually revitalize, and promote African-American culture. It is important to note, Kwanzaa is a cultural holiday, not a religious one, thus available to and practiced by Africans of all religious faiths who come together based on the rich, ancient, and varied common ground of their Africanness. This was taken from the official Kwanzaa website, and that was summarized from Marlana Coringa's book, Kwanzaa, A Celebration of Family and Community and Culture, published in 2008 by Sancorp Press. And think about Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is all about reaffirming and restoring culture. We have 90 seconds, so the show will go over 10 minutes. And then we started 5 minutes late. And it will stop streamlining in about 85 seconds. But you can call and listen to the show and also visit my profile and listen to the show in its entirety. The calling number is 714-409-0614. And what's up? I'm glad you've been celebrating, having a blessed holiday, and have a happy Merry Christmas. And it's Kwanzaa time. And it's 2012 time. So that's what's up. Let's get our minds right and set our goals. And if we don't set goals, just stay focused on what you're doing. Okay? And I thank you so much for your support and for your feedback. And I really love networking with you and receiving information regarding your projects and goals and what's up in your communities and cities. But back to talking about Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa's number one goal is about reaffirming and restoring culture. First, Kwanzaa was created to reaffirm and restore our rootness in African culture. It is therefore an expression of recovery and reconstruction of African culture, which was being conducted in the general context of the Black Liberation Movement of the 60s and in the Pacific context of the organization US, the founding organization of Kwanzaa, and the authoritative keeper of its tradition. Secondly, Kwanzaa was created to serve as a regular communal celebration to reaffirm and reinforce the bonds between us as people. It was designed to be an in-gathering to strengthen community and reaffirm common identity, purpose, and direction as a people and a world community. Thirdly, Kwanzaa was created to introduce and reinforce, and to be honest, I don't know if I should attempt to say the words or not. I was first introduced to Kwanzaa as a little girl, and you know, shout out to JPS, Jackson Public Schools, and also my older brother, who also spent a lot of time with me and felt it was very important for me to know a lot about my Black culture and the history of Black people, my late brother, and just my mother and a lot of people and my sisters and people around me. You know, I grew up, yes, I was born after the Civil Rights Movement, but I grew up here in Jackson, Mississippi, and living a multicultural, comfortable middle class lifestyle. And Kwanzaa is like one of my favorite things to learn about as a little girl. So I'm not just talking and reading about something that I don't know about. I recognize it. And if you can't really do the full-fledged celebrations, it's important to just recognize the seven principles and what they mean from today to New Year's Day. And like I said, we'll be talking about it each show during the celebration of Kwanzaa. Thirdly, Kwanzaa was created to introduce and reinforce the seven principles. The seven communitarian African values are umoja, and umoja is today, unity. Two is self-determination. Three is ujima, collective work and responsibility. Four, ujamaa, cooperative economics. Five, nia, purpose. Five, kumba, creativity. Seven, imani, faith. And that's New Year's Day. And like I said, that's the day that is recognized as the day of meditation. This stress on the seven principles was at the same time an emphasis on the importance of African communitarian values in general, which stress family, community, and culture and speak to the best of what it means to be African and human in the fullest sense. And Kwanzaa was conceived as a fundamental and important way to introduce and reinforce these values and cultivate appreciation for them. Now, when I visited Kwanzaa.com, and Kwanzaa is spelled K-W-A-N-Z, two A's. Kwanzaa is a seven-day festival celebrating the African-American people, their culture, and their history. It is a time of celebration, community gathering, and reflection, a time of endings and beginnings. Kwanzaa begins on December the 26th, the day after Christmas, which is today, and continues into New Year's Day, January 1st. Each evening, a family member, usually the youngest child, lights candles in a special candle holder called a kanara and discusses one of the seven principles of Kwanzaa. On the sixth day, which falls on New Year's Eve, family and friends get together to enjoy a large feast and to celebrate their history, culture, and the upcoming new year. Now, when I checked out IndyStar, Indianapolis's newspaper, the headline was, which I tweeted and have posted on my Facebook page, Kwanzaa is a time to reflect and to renew pride and determination. Cultural and spiritual time celebrates heritage of African Americans. Kwanzaa is a, this is from Wikipedia. I think it is. Kwanzaa is a week-long celebration held in the U.S. honoring universal African-American heritage and culture, observed from December the 26th to January 1st each year. It features activities such as lighting a candle holder with seven candles and culminates in a feast and gift-giving. It was created by Dr. Mamani Karinga, like I stated before, and first celebrated in 1966-67. So that is just, you know, basic information about celebration of Kwanzaa, annual cultural, celebration amongst African people, those that are descendants of Africans. But, you know, I've seen people all races celebrate Kwanzaa, especially here where I'm from. But that's what it was set out to be in. Organization to celebration of unity among African descents of different backgrounds and religious beliefs, because it's a cultural and a spiritual celebration, and so on. And it promotes unity, and I think that is good and that's positive, and those type of beliefs are needed in all communities. So remember, today is umoja, unity. The second day, Tuesday, is self-determination. Wednesday, the third day, is collective work and responsibility. Thursday is cooperative economics. Friday is purpose. Saturday is creativity. And Sunday, New Year's Day, is faith, is the day of meditation. Really. So happy Kwanzaa and happy holidays and happy New Year, happy 2012 and so on. I pray the Lord blesses me to see that day and so on and whatever. But I really enjoyed Wall Street Journal this morning also. That show was a terrific show. But like I said, I want to just, you know, shout out the teams that won. I see Green Bay is the top seed now since they beat the Bears. And I don't have all the scores. I know a lot of you do. So we'll be talking and tweeting and on MySpace and LinkedIn and Facebook and on blogtalkradio.com. Remember, create yourself a listener profile so you can chat and talk and network with not only Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, but also other Blog Talk Radio shows also. I also tweeted out and posted the D Hour. If you all had missed the interview this past Thursday, which is an awesome show anyway, if you missed the interview that The Hour had with Rome and Albie Shure, and a friend of Albie Shure page had posted the interview on his page also, but I retweeted the Blog Talk Radio show The Hour. And I see what Rodney Perry, the comedian, you all know how I love comedians. I see what he has a show also here on blogtalkradio.com. And it airs this afternoon. He has an interview with another comedian, Coco Brown. So I'm going to do my best. I hope I'm able to listen to the show live. Rodney Perry is hilarious to me. So he has a show here on blogtalkradio.com. It's just amazing the people that host shows here on blogtalkradio.com. So create a listener profile so you can just, you know, chat and network with different shows also. And you never know, you might decide to create and host your own blogtalkradio.com show also. But again, if you're interested in advertising on blogtalkradio.com and doing my show also, let us know. Contact me, contact blogtalkradio.com. Because I love the advertisers. They're awesome. Do you ever check out the audio advertisements when you call in and when you are waiting for the podcast to begin? Awesome, awesome advertisers and advertisements and so on. Even Mark Cosmetics, as you know, my marker. I guess you all, I didn't talk about Mark the last show. Advertised on blogtalkradio.com. And I want to shout out Arbonne. I had signed up as a Arbonne consultant, but the year before I became a Mark girl, which you all know I have roots with Avon anyway, because that was one of my first entrepreneur endeavors as a little girl. I had become an Avon rep, independent beauty consultant. But I just want to shout out Arbonne. The home office had sent me information last week regarding how they have a lot of specials and so on going on. And I had followed up and contacted the young lady who had signed me up, who resides in the D.C. area also, because we remained to be LinkedIn friends. So she had contacted me when we were friends, as Facebook friends. But I just wanted to let you all know, be sure to visit mymarkstore.com/BethanyMills also to shop for my Mark Store items. And let me know when you're ready to have a online Mark party or a real-life in-person party where you can invite your family, friends, and coworkers and really check out the awesome products that Mark has, you know, in inventory. Makeup, skincare, jewelry, fashion, clothing, and so on. But it is new time to conclude the show. And I, you know, a few times, especially when I talk to my ladies, my opera singers, remember Sheila Ramsey? Well, I will be interviewing, I know definitely Sheila. And Janice, she told me back in the summer that she was looking forward to coming back to the show. So Miss Sheila has definitely, you know, confirmed with me that She's looking forward to returning to the show to give everyone an update on what's been going on. And I know Janice would definitely be a guest also. They've been having an exciting time working on their education and becoming the opera stars that they should be, because they are such talented, talented women. Don't you all think? I'll feature a couple of their shows, because their shows are like in my top 5, top 10 of most popular shows. I told Sheila, I said, people who think people don't love opera, they don't know, because you all definitely support that show and show that you do love art and culture. When we discuss the topic of opera, we will have more music focused shows, and not just talking to artists about what we see on stage, but talk about how the grand things and how to deal with things, and really how to approach. Just have a network and how to market your music and how to really do things properly, you know? So Good Ideal is also the Fall of Discmakers, Rainbow Records, especially for the independents out there, CD Baby, and so on. But it's just important. If you visit my page, you can just network with a lot of people regarding music and fashion and lifestyle, entertainment, and politics. I think that I told you I received a nice card, e-card, from the Perry family. I received, and some of you all also, an awesome video holiday greeting from the first family, from the Obamas. So I want to thank the Obamas for sending an amazing holiday greeting to me. I still need to tweet out the greeting that I received from the Perry family, and I do my best also to post the holiday greeting that I received from the Obama family, which many of you probably did receive it also from the White House. But I thank the Obamas because, you know, this independent thinking, open-minded Republican love the Obamas, you know. I love the Clintons also. Well, I love any sitting family, but they're a beautiful family, and they set the perfect example for America. And they do work hard, and they definitely promote unity, right? Americans and African-Americans and so on. But it's time to conclude the show, and I'm thankful and glad that you did tune in, if it was just for a few minutes. And thank you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth. God bless.